El Salvador's president, Nayib Bukele, is celebrating the success of his Bitcoin investment. He has used over $120 million of the country's funds to purchase Bitcoin, and the value of his investment has now exceeded what he paid for it. Bukele has urged his critics to retract their negative statements and apologize for their skepticism. However, economists caution that it is too early to celebrate this high-risk bet on Bitcoin adoption. Bukele recently stepped down as president to campaign for a controversial second term, which he is expected to win due to his popularity in the country. According to a website tracking his Bitcoin portfolio, the 2,764 coins he bought are now worth more than what he paid for them. If he were to sell them now, he could make approximately $3.7 million. However, these figures are based solely on Bukele's posts announcing each purchase, and the creators of the website could not be reached for comment. While Bukele's posts have received praise from Bitcoin enthusiasts, some economists argue that the moment is not as significant as he would like it to be. The $120 million spent on buying Bitcoin is only a portion of the public funds used to promote Bitcoin in El Salvador since the country made it legal tender. Critics point out that the government has also spent money on developing the Kivo wallet application, installing non-functional ATMs, providing a $30 bonus to citizens over 18 years old, and organizing propaganda and international events. When considering all these expenses, the overall result is negative. Furthermore, the adoption of Bitcoin in El Salvador has not been as successful as Bukele and other Bitcoin enthusiasts had hoped. A BBC documentary found that most of the population is not using the digital currency, despite the heavy investment. Economists argue that the resources spent on promoting Bitcoin could have been used to address the country's extreme poverty and food insecurity. There are also concerns about the lack of transparency regarding the government's Bitcoin spending and the status of Bukele's reserves. No public body tracks this information, and critics argue that President Bukele's tweets are not sufficient. Even some Bitcoin enthusiasts are critical of the lack of formal disclosure. In conclusion, while President Bukele celebrates the success of his Bitcoin investment, economists caution that it is too early to determine the long-term impact. The adoption of Bitcoin in El Salvador has not been as successful as anticipated, and there are concerns about the lack of transparency and the allocation of public funds.